I think there are probably three key points here. The first one is about the stories that we tell ourselves. For so long, I told myself that I couldn't have an adventure because I wasn't 6 foot tall and athletic and bearded. And then that story changed. I found out that people had rowed across oceans. I even met one of them, and she was just about my size. So even though I didn't grow any taller, I didn't sprout a beard, something had changed. My interior dialogue had changed. At the moment, the story that we collectively tell ourselves is that we need all this stuff, that we need oil. But what about if we just change that story? We do have alternatives, and we have the power of free will to choose those alternatives, those sustainable ones, to create a greener future. The second point is about the accumulation of tiny actions. We might think that anything that we do as an individual is just a drop in the ocean, that it can't really make a difference, but it does. Generally, we haven't got ourselves into this mess through big disasters. Yes, there have been the Exxon Valdez's and the Chernobyls, but mostly it's been an accumulation of bad decisions by billions of individuals day after day and year after year. And by the same token, we can turn that tide. We can start making better, wiser, more sustainable decisions. And when we do that, we're not just one person. Anything that we do spreads ripples. Other people will see if you're in the supermarket line and you pull out your reusable grocery bag. Maybe if we all start doing this, we can make it socially unacceptable to say yes to plastic in the checkout line. That's just one example. This is a worldwide community